Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:17 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 25th, and David has already recorded the long-term audio for the various different asset classes, but he asked me to record an additional just Friday markets audio if there was any material change to how markets had performed between when he recorded the long-term audio around 5:30 and when markets closed, which was about 15 minutes ago. And I guess I thought that I didn't really want to panic investors by coming on, but I did think that it was certainly worth recording because the Wall Street really has finished rather weak in here. And while, for example, the S&P posted a key day reversal 2 days ago and had some relatively decent follow through yesterday, well, it actually posted another key reversal today. And I suppose since it was worth pointing out the first one, it's probably worth pointing out the second one. Obviously, key reversals are far more important when they happen at absolute highs or lows, and that's certainly not the case in here today. So you don't have that dramatic impact, and you certainly don't have the climactic activity that you would have had 3 days ago. So I wouldn't give the action on the S&P quite the same amount of attention that I would have given the key reversal that the S&P had on Wednesday. However, what we have seen today was, I suppose, a return of nervousness to Wall Street in particular. And there's been talk of class action lawsuits against a number of banks because of Countrywide's lending, and they're talking about suing the underwriters there. And there have been a number of other concerning news stories. But we have to look at the bigger picture, and certainly we've seen some climactic selling over the last 3 days, and particularly over the last couple of weeks, I should really say. And when you look at those sectors that have led on the downside, chief among those are the home builders. And the home builders do appear to have now bottomed. This has been a significant upward dynamic in here over the last week. I think it was, and in fact, home builders are the leading sector year to date on the S&P, followed by the gold sector, which is also very interesting. But when you look at that chart of the home builders, it's fallen from 1400 to 200, so a cataclysmic fall, really. But those companies that have not gone bust, they do look like they're in a bottoming out phase now. They do look like they've hit rock bottom. They could rally further, and then they'll probably move into a base building phase where they probably will test the low. They could potentially make new lows, but they probably are going, if they do make new lows, they will be pretty marginal affairs, I reckon. And we can expect those companies to, following the whatever rally they can post right now, to move into a base building type of situation. So, with the sector that led on the downside now actually being the best performer year to date on the S&P, that does show that we're getting a bit of a rotation out of those sectors that really were performing badly and are back into those sectors, I should say. So that is certainly something to brighten up about, that we're seeing these sectors performing better. And of course, the bank sectors, they've rallied well over the last couple of days. And yes, they were weak, particularly I think JP Morgan was a bit weaker in here today. But what we would need to see for this market to reaffirm its downtrend is for markets to sustain closes, not just moves intraday, but closes below the lows we saw just a couple of days ago. If we saw that, then there is potential for some renewed selling pressure. However, the activity that we have seen recently has really been very climactic, and sentiment has been particularly apocalyptic. Not to mention that the VIX index got right up to 37, and although I think it's at 30 in here today, it would have to go a spike significantly higher, really, to tell us that there is real, well, that a lot of people are buying puts. That's what would drive the index up. In other words, betting that the market is going to go down. And when that gets to a climax, well, then when those start getting unwound, that's when you get your short covering. I suppose what the market is telling us today is that the short covering that has driven the market up significantly over the last couple of days is drying up a little bit in here, and those bears are becoming a little bit more emboldened. I think a lot of people will be looking to see what happens at the Fed on Wednesday, and that will, well, looking at the number of economists who are predicting a 50 basis point cut, it's well in excess of the majority. And I think that they should cut by 50 basis points, but of course, thinking what they should do and what they're actually going to do are two different things entirely. And the Fed has failed to follow through on its activities over the last 3 or 4 months, and it remains to be seen whether they are very much intent in getting ahead of the curve of events. If they cut by 50 basis points and release a dovish statement on Wednesday, well, then that will send a vote of confidence to the markets, and we can expect the stock market to rally further. But for the moment, what we're seeing today is a little bit of additional selling pressure. There is the potential that they will go and test the low. And what we need to see, of course, is for the low to hold and for the market to rally above the recent highs, today's highs, in fact. And if we see that, then that will tell us that that was a low of at least short-term, potentially medium-term significance. But for the moment, things do remain uncertain. It's certainly not game, set, and match with the significant rallies we've seen this week. That's, of course, on Wall Street. When you look at some of those Asian indices, for example, India, or you look even at Australia, these have been remarkably strong, or indeed in Hong Kong, strong short covering rallies that have seen these markets rally very, very significantly. I mean, Hong Kong was up in excess of 10% one of the days this week. And they have got significant room to come back and consolidate some of those gains above the prior or the lows that we saw earlier on in the week. And I think there is potential for them to do that over the next couple of weeks without actually moving to new lows. Of course, the Wall Street leash effect is still very much in effect, and if we were to see Wall Street falling significantly below this week's lows, well, then that would pull back other markets just as quickly as they rallied this week. But I don't think that that is going to be the case. I think there is a much stronger potential for markets to, I think, for volatility to decrease over the next couple of weeks, and for the declines that we've seen in markets to slow down significantly. We've already seen a slowing of momentum on the downside, and I think in a couple of or 3 or 4 weeks' time, we will have seen significant steadying and markets will be able to rally further. But we will have to see what happens. But that's pretty much it from me. I thought that I would just record just a quick comment on how the US markets have traded. I suppose it is also of interest that the gold shares have been the second best performers year to date, and gold had a relatively good day in here today, hitting a new high, although backing off it a little bit. And it does look like potentially that this really is very, very good conditions for the precious metals. Platinum, of course, is accelerating right now. This has been a remarkable day for platinum, up $70. And that is very much events driven with those power cuts in South Africa. And we could see platinum moving further ahead, but from experience, we know that over the last 5 years, every time that platinum has accelerated in this fashion, it has led to a significant correction following that acceleration. So enjoy it while it lasts, I think, is the message from that one. But thank you very much for your time, and have a very good weekend.